Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
27 minutes to 7, we're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA, alongside Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. We are standing by from a call to come through to Studio Lumo from Peter Dacos, who is out of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Looking forward to hearing that and plenty more. I want to ask him about Candace Warner and David Warner and whether she was there to get out David Warner's story, just really kind of soft launch of his life story. So he wasn't saying it. There's lots of things I have to ask.
Can't wait. I want to know if he missed footy. Imagine that. I'm not sure how I'd go for 3 weeks.
Well, he didn't miss much, but Collingwood really stunk it up while he was in there as well. So
they're back on board.
They are. We would love your text, 0427154166.
Couple of texts coming through. This is from Dracos, I should say, who says, I think Harley Reid has backed up the hype of being on the back page of the WA papers every day during pre-season. 30 of the 40 days, they reckon, he's on the front or the back page.
Mm.
Not sure he's quite there yet. You want to be John Coleman to be on the back page or front page 30 out of 40 days. But anyway, he's moving in the right direction. He played a great game on the weekend. And this is a really good one as well from Tim. It says, good morning, guys. Watched the Thunderbirds game, then raced up to Adelaide Oval to get the last half of the Port game. Didn't have many fingernails left after watching those two games. Sometimes you just take the win and move on. Two good examples of that, I think. So, Tim, the Thunderbirds, the opposition had a shot on the buzzer, basically, to take the game and missed. So the Thunderbirds dodged the bullet there. And, of course, Port Adelaide got a late goal, or two late goals, really, to overcome Fremantle, who had lots of dominant moments but couldn't put the score on the board.
We will talk about the Thunderbirds after 7 o'clock this morning. 7,000 people there, which is awesome, for their first game as part of the regular season at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, the unveiling of the Premiership 2, which is awesome. We make a difference. Save on your everyday living expenses. Time for the moment.
Hey, this is our moment. Every single snap, everything you got for the guy beside you, and we're going to find a way to get a win.
They are helping members save up to 12% at hundreds of shops and restaurants. We make a difference. Bix, there are a couple of moments from the weekend I wanted to get your take on. So let's talk footy to start off with, because it was Saturday night where I was heading home from the venue.
Yep.
And I didn't realise this had happened at the time, because there's so much going on at the ground. Sometimes you miss things if it's not zoomed in on broadcast and things like that.
Particularly yourself, who have got a job to do there. You're hyping the crowd.
I didn't realise there was a tense exchange between Charlie Dixon and Ken Hinckley during the match, which seemed to have motivated Charlie to kick a goal afterwards. Let's have a listen to, first of all, Ken.
I understand his frustrations and I support him around those frustrations. That's what I said to him at quarter time. I said, mate, we know this is what happens. We know you don't get many opportunities given to you. You just got to keep turning up. And he says to me all the time, I sign up for it. That's what I play and that's what I do. I just told him again at quarter time, mate, that's what you sign up for. It's not easy being big and strong, because everyone expects you to be able to carry the weight of the world, and I think it gets treated poorly sometimes.
Okay, now here's Charlie.
He just wanted me to do a little bit better, I guess. No, I wasn't too happy. I wanted a bit more of a chance. But that was sort of my selfishness, where I thought I could have a little bit more of a crack, where he needed me to do more of the team stuff.
So we saw it was quite demonstrative from both of them, and Charlie looked unhappy, which was actually, for me, I was nervous. I wanted to get your take, first of all, on the incident, which isn't really an incident, but how it appeared to you.
I don't see any issues with it. Now, the caveat on this is that those two guys have been together for a long time now, haven't they? There's probably getting close to a decade that Charlie Dixon's been there. They've clearly got a strong, robust relationship where they can have those difficult conversations. And the thing about it is you've got 30 seconds for Ken to get something really important across to Charlie. Charlie's got a differing opinion, so he's got to make his point really strongly as well to try and make sure that Ken understands what he's trying to say. But in the end, you get an outcome. And the outcome was Charlie goes out and was able to take a mark and kick a goal. But it just speaks to this is a volatile environment. It's high pressure, high stakes, and sometimes you have to be really direct with your language. And both guys were really direct with their language.
There has been some demonstrative body language across the weekend. I think it was Riley Sanders who was subbed out for the Western Bulldogs. He cracked the sads and was sitting there. And
yeah, well, that's different, though, because he's literally been at the organisation for 5 minutes. Now, I'm not saying that every player should do what Charlie does, or did, sorry, and that this is great, then it should happen every week. But the body of work we've seen, this is a one in every 100 games or something like this happens.
And it was just a tense conversation. It doesn't draw comparisons to Brenton Sanderson years ago when he was having a crack in the huddle at some of the players?
Well, like I said, it's high stress, high stakes. This was, you know, some instruction that Ken gave to Charlie. He thought that it was, you know, that maybe Ken was being unfair, or that the instruction was going to be difficult to follow, and that maybe the problem lay somewhere else. So he's just trying to get some information across. So I didn't see any problem at all. In actual fact, when you watch the vision, as Ken turns away and walks back to the bench, he's got a smile on his face. He was actually, I think in the end, he was quite happy that Charlie was fired up, because we know that when he does get fired up, sometimes that aggression that he brings is good for his game.
Well, he did, and he ended up kicking a goal. He kicked a really important goal in the last quarter where I spoke to Mitch Georgiadis at the end of the game, where Mitch was going up to take a hanger and Charlie took that one in front of him. Yep. But that was wonderful. The other part about that, Bix, and to get a front row seat watching that, Alex Pearce got the 10 coaches' votes. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely outstanding. So as much as there's frustration from Charlie in that point, my goodness, Alex Pearce was brilliant throughout that whole game, no matter who he was on.
Well, he's had a cracking year so far. And the thing that blew me away, I watched him play against Charlie Curnow the week before. He is a giant of a man. Like, very rarely do you see Charlie Dixon be outsized by someone. But when Charlie Curnow stood alongside Alex Pearce, Charlie Curnow looked like a 13-year-old boy. He was absolutely dwarfed by Pearce. So he's got the size. He's quite mobile. He intercept marks. He's a very, very good player at the moment.
Well, Frio won everything apart from the game. So Pearce got 10 coaches' votes. Luke Ryan got 6. Dan Houston and Alir Alir were the only Port players featuring in the coaches' votes there. I wanted to also raise this moment. Friday night at Cooper Stadium, over 12,000 people there. It was the farewell to Nestori Irinkunda. So he's played his last game at home for Adelaide United. I don't know what happens from here. I don't know whether he's going to be part of the next couple of games, or whether Bayern say, leave him out. It's really challenging for Adelaide United to make the finals now. But the goal that Nestori kicked was incredible. The commentary, even more so from Simon Hill.
Perth last week. A couple of assists for two of Irinkunda's goals as well against Western United the week before. And those two combining here again. Oh, that's unbelievable! Oh, my word! That is what they came to see tonight. And it's that combination again. Goodness me!
And do you know what was really funny? At the game when I watched it, all I thought was, we have our Australian version of...
Oh! Unbelievable!
So we've got two now. It was awesome, but then it kind of went pear-shaped. As much as that was a peach, then it turned into pear-shaped for Adelaide United.
Two goals in 4 minutes.
Oh, it was bad, Bix. It was really, really bad.
What happened?
Just a lapse of concentration, and then we got to the final couple of moments, and there was a penalty given that Nestori lined up and slipped as he was running in to take the kick, and the penalty was saved. So he was in tears after that, because I felt like he had the opportunity to put it away. There's a question about that coming up in On the Mark, because there were two other players wanting to take that penalty before Nestori Irinkunda. So I'm not really sure what happened there.
Okay. High drama, was there?
It was high drama.
Is Nestori not normally the penalty taker?
No. No.
Maybe for that reason.
It was challenging, because it was that kind of fairy tale being set up where he scores the goal in his farewell match. The crowd goes wild. Shout out to the Red Army that had this massive TIFO that went across the whole stand at the northern end. It looked incredible.
What is it, a TIFO?
Yeah, so the big sheet that goes over everybody. We were having fun with the lights and all these effects. It looked awesome, and then the team lost. So you have all of this emotion to then that, which I think's almost the the tale of our season. It's just frustration, isn't it?
Flat as a bush biscuit.
Oh, my goodness. We make a difference, helping members save up to 12% at hundreds of shops and restaurants. If you want to get involved in the show, 0427 154 166. We are going to speak to Peter Dacos next.